We start this hour on Europe's struggle to cope with a massive influx of refugees from Syria and Africa. In Austria, police have begun conducting spot checks of vehicles entering the country from Hungary. This heightened security comes less than a week after 71 dead migrants were found in an abandoned truck on a highway southeast of Vienna.
The amount of such cases increased in the last weeks, where we have to support the police with refugees. But at this time, we saw that the refugees are in a very bad condition, and this was the first time where the refugees were in such a condition.
That's Stefan Katzinger of the Austrian Red Cross describing how that shocking discovery marked a kind of a turning point in Austria. Austria's Interior Minister Johanna Mikl-Leitner says stricter border controls will remain in place for an unlimited period of time. Meanwhile, all across the EU, officials are scrambling to come up with a cohesive response to the growing crisis as refugees continue to pour into the region. Here's one Syrian refugee, Muammar Adel, speaking to the Associated Press in Hargos, Serbia.
In all the countries of the world, they're looking at the Syrian people like they are terrorists or they're like bad people. All we want to do is just find a new place that we can learn the language and be a productive citizen and start to work.
Now, unlike some of its EU neighbors to the south, for reasons of history, geography, or both, Austria does not have a lot of experience coping with large migrations. The policies regarding refugees in Europe are complicated and convoluted and varied. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has called on Europe to confront the crisis and provide help to the refugees.
What bothers me is that we are seeing this hatred, this atmosphere in our country, and my response to it is emphatic. A clear line must be drawn. There can be no excuses.
Is Europe able to cope with the crisis? Simona Artne is news editor at Krone Hit, an Austrian national radio station. She says the movement of refugees is creating traffic jams on highways and on the rails.
The headline today is are the trains that are going from Hungary to Austria and then to Germany. Yesterday, there was a situation where people were like, oh my God, it's horrific. They are taking security controls. They are producing long traffic jams. That's not good. The police was hunting, actually, smugglers, trying to help the migrants. But today, there is a huge movement of kindness, and people want to help migrants to go through Austria and to their goal. At the moment, it seems to be Germany.
Most of the migrants are headed to Germany. Germany has been absorbing up to 800,000 so far. And Chancellor Angela Merkel has been on the political stage there saying that other countries have to do their part. You know, Europe has this long history, especially in the last 30 years, of open borders. Merkel says that those open borders within Europe could be at risk if other countries, presumably like Austria, don't step up and help out with housing these new immigrants. How are people reacting?
Politicians are split because on the one hand, they are asking countries to take more migrants. On the other hand, Germany yesterday, they chartered trains to bring migrants to Germany. Obviously, they are regretting that now because many are going. Nobody knows what the one hand is doing, what the others are thinking.
And now there are calls, of course, for a kind of European summit on how all the European countries within the EU can handle this crisis together, I guess, to get the left hand and the right hand talking to each other. Simona Artne, what is Austria's role in this current crisis moving forward, do you think? It seems to be largely a transit point now for people headed to Germany. If that were to change and pressure were to come on a country like Austria to absorb, I don't know, 80,000 Syrian refugees or people from Africa, do you think Austrians would be all right with that?
That's a difficult question, Todd, because Austria has a long tradition as a country for migrants, as I said before. But the situation is difficult because people are getting, I would say, aggressive against refugees sometimes, not everybody. Of course, there are many people who like to welcome refugees, but there are also those who might be on the way of the right parties and refuse to help. There are many problems with the camps in Austria. Today in the parliament, they are discussing a new law, and the plan is that the state can force the regional states to take those refugees, to take care of them. Until now, they sometimes refuse to do that. And it reminds me of the situation of Ellis Island in the last centuries. They have to live in tents, they sleep without a bed, they don't have food, people don't have water because they do not know that the water is clean in Austria, you know. So sometimes it's a problem to handle it because government isn't doing anything.
And so now it seems, before we let you go, Simona Artney, that Austria, like so many countries, is confronting now a clash between its idealism, maybe its welcoming of migrants and refugees, and hard political practicality, what to do with them, and the fact that a lot of Austrians, let's be honest, probably when it comes to it, don't want them.
I think it's going to be a fight for a longer time now, because those who want to welcome them are happy to give some kindness and help them. But I think the group of those who want to help are becoming bigger, and it might be that they are winning.
Simona Artney is news editor at Krone Hit and Austrian national radio station. Simona, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.